Rebel Force Alliance, a podcast about Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, the mobile game. I am your host, as always, Editor. And I'm joined by, well, three people today. So we'll save our special guest for last. We'll go to Coleman first. Coleman, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. You know, a little antsy that, because I saw Deadpool 2, I'm super excited. So,
hey, get all that excitement out of your system now, because there's another Star Wars movie coming out in 4 days.
Yeah.
Oh, don't be like that. It's a Star Wars movie. You're going to enjoy it.
Yeah. It's, yeah, whatever.
They're making more Han Solo movies. So, you have to deal with that. Mm-hmm. So, you also here, as always, is, well, not as always, but usually,
no,
like,
always.
75%
usually.
Of the time.
Like, yeah, Dave. 3 out of 4.
Dave, back from watching, you know, didn't you go to New Orleans? Was that
no.
you? No. Why did I think you were in New Orleans for some reason?
I don't know. I wish I'd been in New Orleans, though. I'm really jealous of the fake me that went to New Orleans.
they went to New Orleans. Someone
New Orleans
I know. Someone I know went to New Orleans.
No, I wish. I've been very much in New Jersey.
That's way worse. And then we have our special guest host, the guy who's always harassing us mercilessly in our Twitch chat. We have Mr. Grande Patron. Grande, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Doing excellent. Glad to be here.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, no, we are happy to have you. You know, I think this
really?
Is the second... Well, I mean, we are. Coleman's not so much. No. He's been kind of complaining about you a lot in the past.
I bet he has. Yeah, a little bit.
But,
I'm sure that's all he does is complain about me. I mean, here I am. I tried to do all these nice things for the guy.
Yeah.
Still complaining.
Yeah, this is the second episode you've been on. You were on our... giant
right.
shit show of a Last Jedi episode we did.
That's
that
right.
went for like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
So we don't have another Star Wars movie to talk about yet. So at least
right.
we don't have that to rant about. But we have a lot of stuff to talk about. Because we are getting... We'll just jump right in. We're getting two new characters. And it's two new characters we knew about. Well, we already have them. Did any of you guys, any of the three of you, get them above the 3 stars? Like, basically, any of you spend any money or crystals to get them up?
Yes.
You did. Which one?
Yeah. Both.
Both of them? Okay.
Yeah. I buy the $10 packs or the $11 packs on every character that's possible that always comes out. I always suggest people buy the $10 pack. The $10 pack is it's a cheap way to kind of hedge your bet on a character, right? And it's not it's not a gambling like the other crystal packs are. So I always buy the 4 cash packs whenever the new character comes out. You're guaranteed to get up to that next level for $10, and it's pretty freaking cheap. So I do it on every character.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, but you didn't go. Did you? You didn't go like above that.
No.
No.
No. No. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just bought the 4 cash pack, which is what I normally do.
Okay. Because like I've been hearing, I mean, the new Han is actually not horrible in the new raid.
Right. Preparation H. That's his name. Yes. Preparation H is just fine as a character.
okay. How did you come up with Preparation H? Where do you think of these things?
So preparation
because of his move, yeah.
His move is preparation, right? I mean,
prepared is like a new state of being with these characters.
That's right.
So
bam,
yeah,
okay.
Right. And then you have Chewie Abdul Jabbar. That's the other
goggles.
One, right?
Yeah, the goggles
makes sense. That's a good one.
I was actually
I like Preparation H better. I don't really like Chewie Abdul-Jabbar, so I'm still kind of thinking that we got to come up with a new name for Chewie. But for right now, it's Kurt
Rambis.
Preparation H and Chewie Abdul-Jabbar.
I was actually at GameStop on Saturday, was it? Because they were having, like, it was basically buy 2, get 1 free on all Funko Pops at GameStop on Saturday. So I went there just to see what they had. And they had the new Han and new Chewie. Funko Pops, and Chewie had his stupid goggles on. I'm just like, oh, this looks stupid. Like, mm-hmm. Why does Chewie have goggles on? But they had goggles on them. So, yeah, we have the two new characters that came out. Let's see. We'll go over the rest of the content update before we go over the kits, because I know we're going to want to talk about the kits a little bit more, because a lot of the stuff that came out in the content update is what you've come to almost expect whenever you get, like, the new characters. So right. We got both of the events, both of the marquee events.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty straightforward for all of them. You had, like, the, what, four rounds, the practice round, and then the mythic event.
Bonus round, or whatever they call it, I think. Yeah.
Where you basically just get to learn their kit, for the most
part.
Most people just blow on through to unlock them, and then if they want to go back into the practice round, they'll go back and do that.
Mods.
You did get some relatively decent mods, mm-hmm. right?
That's
the best
part of those things, right? Yeah, because the blue are nice, because if you get some speed, you got a pretty good chance that at least you're gonna get like a 10-ish speed mod, which is like not great, but like can be used on your lower characters just to get them up. So, I love that they added mods to this event. It just makes them much more useful outside of the shards. And if you're never gonna buy the character, at least you're still getting something useful.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, now, by the time you hear this, the event's over. So if you haven't unlocked them, you're not going to unlock them. So
I hope you weren't waiting.
You missed it by that much.
Yeah, that's one thing I noticed is, like, these marquee events, they only go on for, like, 2 days, 3 days. So, like, if you're on vacation for, like, a weekend, you're screwed.
So can we really talk about it? I mean, this is a game you play on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are you on vacation from your phone?
Depends on where you're at.
Fair enough.
I guess if you went to the Caribbean and stuff like that, maybe I could see that.
Right. Maybe you went to Russia into like the bare Arctic cold. There's no signal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe you're taking that lifelong dream trip to Antarctica to dance with the penguins.
Mm-hmm.
They probably don't have reception down there.
Probably not. I would think not.
You know, I mean, even some parts of Jersey are probably podunk enough where they don't get cell phone reception. I don't know, Dave. You have to tell me. There's probably there's parts of Wisconsin that don't get cell reception.
Like isn't that all Wisconsin?
No, we have people here, but once you get to northern Wisconsin, that's like, you know, territory. And, like, you'll go stretches of, like, 15 miles where you will just have no service on your cell phone. So, yeah, we're real special up here.
All right. So we got the characters.
Yes.
We got the events.
We had the events. We got the new packs and bundles, which...
Yeah, so, again, the best pack and bundle ever, right? Which pack and bundle is that? It's the... It's the Coleman/Grande Patron pack, right? Omegas and purples.
I'm the purples. You're the omegas.
Let me tell you, are you in my camp
with the purples, Grande?
Oh, I have like 7,000 purples. Oh. I mean, it's like I have so many purples. It's not even funny. I looked at it the other day. So he was like, "How many purples do you?" So I have 2,313 purples.
I have 45.
What I need are the omegas. That's where I'm dying is omegas. Yeah. I could they could have that bundle every day for like 2 months. I still wouldn't have enough.
I have the really weird order. The most I have between omegas, zetas, and purples is zetas. So I go zetas, omegas, purples in order of what I have the most of.
Every time I get enough to make an Omega, I spend it. Every time I get enough to make a Zeta, I spend it. Mm. So, yeah.
I'm on 84 Zetas right now. I should probably spend it on something, but there's nothing I really truly want right now.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of maybe...
I Zeta'd Wampa.
See, if I had Wampa at 7 stars, I would probably Zeta Wampa.
I I Zeta'd Wampa, Zeta'd Holdo. My last three Zetas were Wampa, Herma Yoda, Imperial Probe Droid.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, Zeta Imperial Probe Droid is way underutilized.
Yes.
I mean, I know Coleman can preach on this, and it makes the last day of Dark Side Territory battles, like, insanely easy. I mean, it was the difference between me winning it and me not winning it.
Well, even in Arena, when you go up against JTR, you know, it makes the world a difference for it.
Yeah. Probe Droid, super cool.
Yeah, I mean, and, I've started to use, like you're talking the last side of Dark Side Territory battles, I should start throwing Zetas on my Bounty Hunters. Because I've actually put the effort into Bounty Hunter.
You invested in them. So
Boba Fett, I mean, if you're a Bounty Hunter guy, Boba Fett should be max, like total max, 100% max.
He's got his Zeta.
I mean, that guy should be 100% max. And then, you know, if you're still saying, hey, you're gonna go in on, you know, on Bounty Hunters, I think IG-88 makes sense. I think even maybe Greedo makes sense. You know, there are a couple of these, you know, I mean, Greedo gives you an extra stun. That sort of makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I even think, maybe even the Dengar one sort of makes sense. And I guess if you're going to go all in on Bossk, you might as well. I'd probably do his unique before I did his leader. That's just me.
Yeah.
I know a couple guys that have that. And by the way, if the characters don't have protection anymore, that he won't, his taunt won't turn back on, because his taunt turns on by like protection. And so once the protection is gone,
you're pretty much done with taunts.
You're done with taunts. So you kind of have to do like a focus fire kind of technique. But yeah. What else we got? We got bundle packs for the characters too.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. So we had the normal, you know, the normal, like, what is it? $9.99, $14.99,
mm-hmm.
depending on where you're at. I know like in Canada, it costs like 14 or 20 bucks because of the currency exchange, but you have the, you know, Preparation H and the, and what was Chewbacca's name?
Chewbacca Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay, Chewbacca Abdul-Jabbar packs, where you just basically get 30 shards.
Right.
Credits, training droids, ability mats, stuff like that.
Yeah. I actually ran out of credits leveling these two guys. That's the first time in a long time that happened. I was buying too many mods in the mod store. I was like, what? I'm out of credits again? This never happens.
The mod store has been a downfall to me. I've done what Dave actually mentioned last week, is I've stopped buying mods with ship credits.
Me too.
I've actually stopped in anticipation for something we'll actually talk about this later on, but something that's coming this week.
Yeah. I stopped buying with normal credits too, just because I don't know why I started saving.
I think Dave's on point with this. I really do. We got to be much more judicious about what you buy in there than what you were before.
Yeah, people were just like, oh, I have all this extra credits, especially ship credits.
Yeah.
I'll buy it because, you know, I can buy it. And then, like, I think I said this last week, I will only buy gold mods with speed up. No.
Yeah, like, it's still your best chance at a god mod. Like, it's, because it's just, like, farming mods is just the worst. And you get it's so rare that you get something super useful. And a lot of events give mods, so, like, they're typically pretty good for mods, but everybody's getting those, so I think. But I would not spend a lot on ships. We don't know exactly what's. I mean, some people know what's coming, I guess, if you've beta tested it or whatever. But I think it probably makes sense to just give yourself a little bit in the coffers. And like my general recommendation with any credits is just always have enough to level a couple characters. Like that way, if there's, you know, you're gonna unlock somebody or you want to buy a character, just always have like 15 to 20 million just so you can level two characters or three characters or whatever. And then after that, like, this game has never really shown, at least recently, that you're gonna run out of credits unless you just frivolously spend them all on mods. So once you're like at 15-ish, I think it's fine to just spend whatever you want on good mods that come in the store, because I don't think you're at too much of a risk at that point of like, you know, running into a point where you wouldn't have, you know, enough to level a character if one came along you wanted to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't agree more. I always keep a minimum 10 million credits. Like, that's, like, my stop of, like, all right, I'm not going below this. And then, I mean, but I don't skimp. I buy at least one mod a day, essentially, out of the store.
You got to. We need so many different teams, and, like, moving mods stinks. So, like, you know, while we all have our, like, great arena sets, and, like, most people have maybe 2-3 full teams, like, modded really, really well. Like, my troopers are modded legit. My arena team's modded legit. But I have, you know, teams I use in Territory Wars that are modded really well. But, you know, I think it helps just quality of life if you actually have more mods than you need, because it allows you to, like, not have to worry about remodding characters every single time you go to use them.
Right.
Totally agree with that.
Modding. If there was one thing I could get rid of in this game or change, it's modding. I like the idea of mods. I really do like the idea of mods. I think speed has taken over. I mean, everyone kind of agrees. Speed is king on mods, especially for Arena. But, like, the whole moving mods back and forth. I wish you could just make sets and move sets. That's all I would really ask for.
Yeah, maybe they'll do that at some point.
I wish there was no more destroy button. That's the one that really annoys the crap out of me. It's like, why would I ever destroy this thing? Like, I would just sell it.
Yeah, like, can't I sell it? Like, that's another thing. A lot of people don't realize you can sell a lot of these mods that you have. Like, I know people, I've talked to people, and they're like, I have so many mods. I'm like, sell them.
Like,
I've en masse sold mods probably 2 or 3 times. You know, I sold a couple last week because I had to level up the, you know, our two new, you know, Preparation H and Chewy Abdul Jabbar. And so I was like, all right, let's sell some of these mods so we can level these dudes up.
Yeah. I think I sell mods like once or twice a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to. I mean, you'll run out of space.
That's what it is. Every time I see that mod cap inventory, I'm like, well, I guess.
If you're farming mods, you're going to run out of space. Like, you're just going to run out of space. And even if you're not, I guess over a certain period of time, you'll run out of space. And I had a bunch I had to sell because remember that sneaky, like, 8-hour period where all leveling of mods was free?
I remember that.
That was, like, a weird time. Yeah.
That was a weird, like, half a day when everyone realized you could level. And, like, some people didn't want to do it because they thought they were going to get banned. And then some people were like, screw it, I'm leveling everything. I was definitely one of those, screw it, I'm leveling everything. And I leveled hundreds of mods. Uh-huh. And it was – and now they're all just – they're crap, right? Because they were all just plain – they were, like, on – none of them were colored mods. So, like, they all have, like, 3-speed, 4-speed. No speed. And I just went and had to sell them all because they were just clogging up my inventory. But yeah, definitely sell your mods if you have need for it. And it adds up. You sell a couple hundred mods, it's a couple million credits. So
we had some changes, some territory battle changes, didn't we?
Yes, we did. So we'll just go over the cat. There were two, one real main one, just specific to all territory battles. So a Captain Han Solo requirement changes. So one of the more commonly reported bugs has to do with the user interface disappearing from the game during combat, making it impossible to finish the battle. While this occurs in several different parts of the game, it happens most frequently during territory battles. And we isolated the cause to Captain Han Solo. Fucking Captain Han Solo. Because he has been a required character on the light side territory battles, and until we are able to fix the root cause for the bug, they remove Captain Han Solo as a requirement unit until they are able to fix the larger issue. And then they will be reinstating him as a requirement at that time. So I'm assuming because, like, he does have the special missions with him on it, they're just going to remove... Because isn't it him and Leia?
It's him and Leia and CLS or something? Maybe it's not CLS. Maybe it is just him and Leia.
I think it's just him and Rolo.
Here's the deal, though. I've seen before where you have issues and it's not just Captain Han Solo. Mm-hmm. So while this may be a part of the problem, This is not. This is isolated. Notably, they said we have isolated one of the causes, right? Not all of the causes. So it could still happen to you.
Yeah, and I mean, this is cool that they got rid of the Captain Han Solo requirement for the time being, at least, because honestly, because this was what the last stage of like I said, territory battles. Well, by this point, the majority of people, I'd say 75 to 80% of people, probably have Rolo at 7 stars, just from the length. But not as many people have Captain Han Solo at 7 stars. So you take out the requirement for Captain Han Solo, more people are going to be able to participate in the special mission in the last phase, which is what I think at this point with Lightside Territory Battles is what people care about more. They care more about the special missions because they've all passed the point of, okay, we have to min-max to try and get that last star. It's, all right, we know what we're going to do every stage. Let's just try and do that. And they become more, you know, used to it. So I think you're going to see people get more of the bonus rewards until it's fixed and they re-implement it, which they will do.
Why would more people have her over him?
Because you have to farm. Because you have to farm Captain Han Solo. Rolo, you actually get from the special mission. You only have to have a 5-star Captain Han Solo to make it work.
Yeah.
So and for every person that has it, you get 100 shards. So you only need 330 shards. We've done light side missions more than 4 times at the 100 shard rate. So that means most guilds are gonna have 7-star.
I don't know why anyone would stop farming.
I mean,
I had Han 7 before.
Well, the thing was,
he was done.
All right, so the reason a lot of people don't have Captain Han at 7 is because right when people started to really farm up Captain Han, they got word of the vets. And so people, Chewie vet Han for the Rey mission. So people stopped farming Captain Han Solo, went over to the vets, and then it's become kind of like a snowball of, okay.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
You have to go with it.
It's May, right? Territory Battles came out in September?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so these characters are done for
eight, nine months ago.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you don't have Captain Han Solo 7 stars right now, you're doing something wrong. I don't know what you're spending your energy on. I mean, if you've been playing this game for any length of time,
there are people that don't have the vets done,
sure.
Right?
I'm sure. If you're a new player, but if you're a new player, then I mean, you don't have a lot of things. So I mean, no. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
We're chalking this one up to, let's see, if you don't have 7-star Cholo, you're playing the game wrong. No one cares about Kyle. If you let your kids like Jar Jar Binks, you're parenting wrong.
These are
the Davisms. Yeah. We're just going to keep track of them. So, all right. The other change is
reschedule,
which I think a lot of people kind of glossed over until it was pointed out. So they rescheduled the Rebel Assault territory battle on 5/21.
Can I just tell you how nice it is to not have anything going on right now? It feels like whenever you've been hitting yourself in the head with a hammer for like 6 months and all of a sudden you stop, it feels really good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No.
That's kind of what it feels like now.
It feels really good. Like, it's nice to kind of have a week off. But it also raises the question of a lot of people are trying to get Hermit Yoda and all that stuff up. So it's basically they have to go even longer trying to get, probably the most valuable currency in the game at this point, I think, is from the Guild Event Store. Yeah, that's probably the most valuable shop currency you can get outside crystals, obviously.
Don't you get that currency in raids?
Not as much though. Like, not a whole lot. I mean, yeah. You got to think you get like $7, $8.
Your vast majority. Your vast majority comes
is coming from TB.
Yeah.
From Territory Battle.
So if you basically take a week where you're just like, well, you guys won't be getting anything. So with that said, one thing I'm going to say is they did release something a few days later because there was kind of an uproar because it's a gaming community. And what's a gaming community without an uproar? That they will actually be giving us essentially rewards. Free rewards. So on this upcoming Friday on 525, we will be getting the same rewards we received in the previous territory battle. So they're not going to give you anything like, oh, you guys should do one more better or whatever. No, it's, they're going to give
whatever
you
whatever star level you got. Yeah.
Which is amazing. So basically we get territory battle rewards without doing a territory battle. Now, I'm assuming that doesn't include, like, any, like, Imperial probe, any shards. Because wasn't this Dark Side coming up? Isn't the Rebel Assault? Yeah.
No, I mean, if you, one of the updates that we got from the new guy, SB Crumb, says, here, let me find it. I think it says that, yeah, we're going to get this. We're going to get it.
The shards?
So it says, this is the, he says, so we mentioned earlier this week that we'll be rescheduling the upcoming instance of the Rebel Assaults, 521 through 526 to another time. We will be updating it. We apologize for this change and we will be compensating all players next Friday, 525 with the same rewards the guild would earn, would have earned during their last territory battle. And then if you go to the mega thread, he actually says, including all of the little teeny tiny special missions. He says it. So
oh,
he goes
awesome. Oh, like that's
so if you click on the FAQ, no. So this
all
is
the extra currency and all of the everything you would get cumulatively. Yeah,
if you click on it, so the first one is the previous territory battle was Dark Side, and the next one, the rescheduled, is supposed to be Light Side. We'll be receiving rewards from the last Light Side or the last Dark Side. The answer to that question is the previous Dark Side. Does this include special mission rewards like shards and guild event currency? The answer is yes.
Okay, that's, I mean,
there
that's
we go.
Even better. Like, if they wouldn't have included the special mission rewards, I mean, I wouldn't have been like, what the hell?
I mean, I would have.
You wouldn't have, but everybody else would have.
Well, it's, yes.
You're too nice. You're too nice, Ednar.
You're that way too nice.
That is probably
Ednar.
The old.
What happened?
That has never
seriously
been said
way
before.
Too nice.
What happened? When'd you turn nice?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey,
bro.
Did you graduate and go soft on us? Is that what happened?
Seriously. Possibly.
He went all teddy bear. He went all like Milwaukee
it's
Brewers
beard,
teddy bear.
Yeah. It's the beard. It really makes me just a gentle, soft creature.
I mean, what happened? What happened to freaking? Oh man.
Hondo or die. Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is so not Hondo or die right now.
Nope.
All right. So, what else did we get? What else did we get in this little update?
All right, so we got an update to the Territory War faction bonus ability. So,
You should be glad. You should be happy for that. This is why he's not pissed off.
Yeah. So, new bonus abilities for upcoming Territory Wars. These are in addition to the existing Territory War faction bonuses. So, both Bounty Hunters and Scoundrel bonuses will be active during the next Territory War starting on 5/15, which was this past week. And what it is, it's called Wet Work. So, whenever a Bounty Hunter scores a critical hit, they dispel all debuffs on themselves and gain plus 15% crit damage stacking for the rest of the battle. And then a step ahead is the Scoundrels. So Scoundrels have plus 20% crit chance as long as they have protection. Yeah. So they are real good in Territory War right now.
Especially on offense.
Yep. I mean, even on defense. So, like, I put mine on defense, actually, this past time, because I wasn't able, because, all right, not only did I graduate, Wednesday was also my birthday. So, I was like, thank you. But I was like, I mean,
happy 40th.
Yes. Close, actually, but.
It's all right. Coleman's 11.
Don't you sell my age to everybody.
Yes. He's 11 and he joined the military. This is This is insane. But I was basically on a week-long drinking binge, and I'm like, I'm not going to worry about territory wars. And I put them in on defense. Man, they took a lot of attacks. My team, the first time, I think, took 9, and the second time was 7. And I think a lot of that is due to people just not realizing how to attack them. Like I mentioned last week, like, you don't know how to attack. Like, a lot of people not right now don't know how to attack Treya teams properly. Like, it's just, it's a matter of, all right, who do you kill first, kill order, all that stuff. So I think once people figure it out, it's going to be a lot easier, and then I'm going to switch to using them on offense. But they were great. I mean, people are scared, like, you know, when they see a, you know, boss.
They don't know how to mess with Bossk. You're right. Yeah. It's a new puzzle for them.
Yeah, and like I don't have him at 7 stars yet. I have him like, I think I'm 30 or 40 out of 100. And then the rest of them are at 7 stars, you know, gear 12. So like people see that and they're scared. So I'm hoping that continues. But these changes are awesome. I mean,
I love it. I love it. Absolutely.
Any additional crit damage or crit chance that you can get.
Next one we got was a ship shard migration, right?
Yeah, it was a ship shard migration, which I'm still kind of confused about. Like, so, it only affects a small amount of people.
It affects one shard. Yeah. Personally, so here's the deal, right? But when ships first came out, effectively we all got, if you were around, you know, last November or November before last when it all happened, we all got thrown into ship shards all at the same time. Mm-hmm. You have some ship shards that are incredibly, you know, pedestrian, and you have other ship shards where people are coming from the hundreds. And I feel like that this is, as much as they say this is an outlier, I'm not so sure this is an outlier. But I'm glad that they're fixing this one. I know in my ship shard, there are guys that come up to rank 1 from well below rank 50.
Yeah. It's one of those things where if you signed up right away, like if you waited 24 hours, like going back, if I was to tell myself one thing about ships, I would be like, wait 24 hours to start your joining.
I would have waited a freaking week, man.
Yeah, because you basically be in there and just be like dominating, but everyone wanted to jump into the new thing and, you know, be like, hey, let's get in there, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, this is not gonna end well for me.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I'm in there with 3 guys on page 1 of swgoh.gg.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, let me tell you.
I'll be interested to see what they change this week when it comes to the ship stuff. So,
I am too.
Let's see.
Shard shuffle.
We have the Sith Marauder is now in Cantina in 6E for the Jedi Consular.
Jedi Consular lost his other spot. So sad.
Rip Consular.
Yeah, that's right. All right, sorry, man. I will tell you, I have the highest geared Jedi Consular in all of Dark Lords. Everybody is like, how do you have him at gear 11 plus? It just happened, guys. I don't know.
You just got, you're like, I had a few drinks one night. Next thing you know, yeah. Jedi Consular is at gear 12.
I mean, he has a ship. If you wanted to gear all your pilots, then
I did. That's where it went down, was I wanted to gear all the pilots. It just does make me chuckle that I actually have the best one in the entire guild.
Hey, you don't have Lumi Zeta yet, so you haven't hit quite that far.
No, you know, I'm farming Marauder right now. Coleman knows I'm always like the number one Cantina farmer dude on Cantina Farm Day. I'm farming Marauder pretty hard. I don't really see a great place for him. Actually,
how close are you to Treya?
I'm pretty close to an unlock on Treya. Probably 2 more raids, and I'll have an unlock on Treya. How about you? You about two or three away?
Yeah, I'm like 2 or 3 away. Hopefully, I'll get it done this week.
Yeah, that's my plan.
But the thing is that you don't see a place for Treya, but I can't, or not Treya, I'm sorry, Marauder, I kind of do. He doesn't really belong on a Treya team, though, I don't think.
No. I don't think so either. I don't know. What place do you see Marauder going, really? I mean, what team does he make? You think he makes a Palp team when we split? When you split up the Triumvirate and you split up Palp, he makes the Palp team.
Yep, because it'll be Emperor Palpatine and Darth Vader, right?
Yeah.
That's always going to be the thing.
Darth Vader's
always stacking the debuffs. You know, they're debuff heavy. And then on top of that, if you include another tank that's not Scion, who can hand out like a defense up or crit immunity or whatever else, now they're going to be passing around buffs.
Sith Trooper. Something like that, yeah, right?
Sith Trooper.
Yeah. Exactly.
I love Sith Trooper. Sith Trooper's so good.
Black ketchup bottle. I know. He's great.
He's really good.
He is really good.
Yeah, he is. When you play in a Marauder, though, it's all about how many buffs you can get on your team and then how many debuffs you can start passing around to everybody. And with Palpatine, you can pass around a lot of debuffs with Vader. So in doing that, you're kind of playing into his kit.
I mean, the only other thing I could think of with the Sith Marauder is the special that his attack ignores armor in a raid. I don't know how effective that will be in the Sith raid.
Slim to none. He seems like the odd man out, right? I mean, he's kind of like Spirit. I know we were having a conversation about Nate's sister Spirit. She's kind of the odd girl out, right? I mean, it's like you put her in if you have to. It's whatever. I'll farm him up just to get the collection part done, and then we'll go on from there.
I mean, one thing I could see, and this is very much out there, and he's probably not the best fifth option, is so in my shard, I probably now have, I think, probably 7 or 8 Treyas in my shard, and two of them, actually now are running Zol. They're running Maul, lead, Treya, Nihilus, Scion. He could fit in that fifth spot, maybe, on that specific team to give potency up, offense down, reduce health by 15%. He's not the ideal person to put in the fifth spot, but he could, in theory, be put in that fifth spot. I'm just saying, he has a chance to be in that spot, but...
Who are they running currently in that fifth spot? Palp?
Oh, Lord, I'd have to... I think it's Palp.
All right. Other than that, it's bug fixes, right?
Yeah.
Like, wah-wah.
There's nothing. A lot of it's like, now the description correctly reflects this, and rewording of stuff, and none of the bug fixes are game-changing.
Nope, I would say not. We already talked about all the other stuff, but I guess it's time for kit reveals, huh?
Yes, it is time for kit reveals. So let's start with Preparation H. All right.
Preparation H.
So Preparation H. Young Han Solo, he is a scoundrel attacker. So he's a scoundrel attacker who becomes more deadly over time. And I read that, and the first thing through my head was not arena viable. But we'll go through his kit first. So his basic is Trick Shot. It's deal physical damage to target enemy and inflict speed down for 2 turns. Han becomes prepared if target is below 50% turn meter. And we'll go through what prepared is. So that's his basic. Very straightforward. He has a special upper hand that's only on a 2-turn cooldown. So it's Han gains protection up and retribution for 2 turns. Han also gains plus 50 speed stacking to a max of 200 for the rest of the encounter. So he will be going super quick. His second special is Just in Time, which is a 3-turn cooldown. And the final text reads, deal physical damage to target enemy. This attack deals 25% more damage for each other prepared ally. Target other ally recovers protection equals to 50% of damage dealt. So this is where they describe what prepared is. So prepared is target other ally becomes prepared and Han is no longer prepared. Then all prepared allies gain crit damage up for 1 turn. Han recovers protection equal to 50% of the damage dealt. Okay. It's very oddly worded. Like when you read through it the first time, you're just like, all right, what is this again?
Well, I mean, his kit sounds like, you know who's going to play well with Han Solo.
Another Han?
Yeah. Yep. Regular Han. OG Han. I agree.
So,
because Han Solo is constantly removing turn meters, so each time you do that, then you go off with young Han, it's going to keep getting prepared and prepared and prepared.
All right, so he doesn't get to choose who gets prepared, though, right? Mm-hmm. It's just randomly off of his basic.
So he gets prepared.
And then
target other ally becomes prepared.
This is just a very weird kit. So target other ally become prepared and Han is no longer prepared, then all prepared allies gain crit damage up for one turn. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of how you can give more than one, like
you can get Han prepared and you could have him prepared, and that's it. Okay. The only number of prepared. It's the most I've only ever seen two prepareds at one time.
That's kind of what I was thinking. I'm like, how do you actually get, like, can you get a whole team with prepared on them?
Only way you could get multiple teams prepared would be under some really weird circumstances if you had, like, under a leader that does a lot of counters, right? So if you had, like, a counter leader, like a Gar Saxton lead. If you end up with scoundrels with some kind of a lead like Gar Saxton where they get to do their basic all the time,
yeah,
it's possible that you could get the whole deal with prepared and with Chewie, with this version of Chewie and this version of Han is, seems like we're missing pieces or we're missing a rework. Yeah. That's what this thing screams.
Or new characters. Yeah. Someone else that'll be a good lead.
It screams
lead.
To me. Yeah. We're missing pieces to this puzzle.
Yeah, because there's no way we're not getting new Lando. There's no way. I think we'll probably...
By the way, that's going to be Childish Lando when he comes out, just so you know. Okay. His name is Childish Lando. All
right, that is a good one to call him.
It's Temper Tantrum?
No.
What's that?
No.
Childish Lando.
Yes, because it's after his alter ego, the character...
Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino is the actor. Right. So
it's
yes.
Got to be Childish Lando, right? Come on. I mean, that's like a given.
Yeah, that's a good one. So he does have one unique, though. So it's when Han starts his turn with protection up, he gains plus 10% offense stacking and plus 10% crit chance stacking until the end of the battle. While prepared, Han has 70% chance to assist another scoundrel ally's attack during their turn. Limited once per turn, so it can't be infinite.
Here's the problem with this unique. When Han starts the turn with protection up, AoE dispel screws this unique up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Which Scion does AoE dispel?
Who does? I don't know off the top of my head. Who gives? Can give out protection up to?
Jyn Erso.
Okay.
Right, there's a couple of Rogue One characters that give protection up. There's a couple of others that give protection up. The problem is that you could screw up his whole unique with AoE dispel. A B2 could screw up his unique B2 battle droid. I mean, there's not, you know, and at which you play against B2 battle droids and you play against Scion in the heroic AAT and in the Sith raid. Like, it's not gonna work. See what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, so no. His unique is kind of... I mean, it's great if you're facing ideal conditions. But the majority of the time, you're not facing those ideal conditions. And you're going to be facing someone who can basically get rid of it.
Yeah. We're done. So it looks good, but I'm like, where do we really, really, really use this?
Yeah. Yeah, and now if it was undispellable, okay.
But it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, now prepared is undispellable because it's a blue icon instead of a green one. It's not really a status effect. I get it, but it's still, it's not. It looks like it's so cool, but it's like we're either missing pieces or we missed the mark on this.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, we also are going to be getting new characters.
Right.
Like we're going to be getting. Like, I'd say 2 to 3 more characters, at least, from the new Solo movie.
I'd say we get at least 1, maybe 2. To say we're going to get 3, I think would be a little bit of a stretch. My guess is we get 1. So they've already dropped 2 characters for this month, right?
Yeah.
So we're not getting another character this month. The movie drops in, what, like 3 or 4 days? Mm-hmm. Right?
We're going to get Lando. We're going to get Childish Lando.
Well, okay, so Childish Lando comes in April, and then for the digital release, and then, I mean, in June for the digital release, and then in July for the regular release, we get what's her name? Mother of Dragons.
Yeah.
Mother of Dragons, right?
Don't forget Woody Harrelson.
And potentially we get Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
And then potentially we get that female droid, here's the thing is, there's all kinds of characters that we should get from this movie, just like there were all kinds of characters we should have gotten from The Last Jedi. I mean, where is our Praetorian Guard? I mean, I would have, as an Empire player, as a First Order player, I would have loved to have seen a Praetorian Guard.
Now, the difference is, with those characters, there's another movie that will probably have them in it.
Here's the thing is, we got freaking Pool Boy Panda, and we did not get a Praetorian Guard.
Oh, Lord. This is giving me flashbacks to talking with Coleman after the movie came out and us not getting the Praetorian Guard. I want Praetorian Guard. I really do. I think he will still come out, though. I do.
Maybe.
Because I think there, you know, there's still another, you know, movie in the trilogy. I don't think there's going to be... I mean, I know they signed the actor for the Han Solo movie to 3-picture deals.
They sign people to deals like that all the time, and they just do it so they have options, right?
Yeah.
I get it.
In case it really pops off and is popular.
That's
right. They can hold them to it. But, I mean, I think... Look at, like, the other one-off movie we got. Rogue One. Look at how many characters we got from just that movie.
I'm not sure they're ever going to do that again, though, right? I'm not sure they're going to give us a whole new faction. I mean, but we should have it. I'm not saying we should have, we shouldn't have it, but you get people that cry. You get people that cry when we have like 5 characters in 1 month, and then you get people that cry when we have months that are not one that don't have 1 character. So they're probably trying to be kind of in the middle and basically say, all right, we're going to give you somewhere between, you know, 2 to 3 characters a month, and that's it. Like no more all of Phoenix. I mean, they gave us 6 characters in 1 month that people went cray cray over that. So who knows? We ready to talk about Vandor Chewbacca, aka Chewbacca Abdul-Jabbar?
Yes, Chewbacca Abdul-Jabbar. So he is a scoundrel tank. He's an aggressive scoundrel tank that provides protection and recovery for his allies when they are attacked. So his basic, unchained. Deal physical damage to target enemy. If it's Chewbacca's turn, he also gains advantage for 2 turns. This attack ignores defense. That, if it's his turn, comes up later, is more important for later on in his text. His first special, Freedom Fighter, 4-turn cooldown. Final text is, deal physical damage to target enemy twice. This attack deals damage based on Chewbacca's max health instead of his attack damage. Target other ally recovers health equal to 50% of the damage dealt. Then Chewbacca and target other ally gain protection up for 2 turns. And then it says prepared. This attack deals double damage. Chewbacca recovers health equal to 50% of the damage dealt. Reduce this ability's cooldown by 2, and all prepared allies gain protection up for 2 turns.
Here's the reason why you wanted that protection up buff on the other one. It basically means these 2 guys have to be together on a team every time. Yep.
It's you can't have one without the other, and this is why.
That's a little annoying to me. Just point that out, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little annoying to me.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's... You want to... I get why they want to pair them together, because they're the most classic combination duo in Star Wars, I'd say. It's Han and Chewie. And you want to keep them together, but they haven't kept... Well, the thing is they haven't had Han and Chewie together really ever. Outside of the veterans, and those are really not playable outside of the Rey event.
Oh, why haven't they had them together? Is there some...
Is there one crazy... Chewbacca missing?
Is there some character in this game that hasn't been put in the game yet?
No way.
Yeah. I mean, we now have three Chewbaccas and we now have five Solos. I mean, the thing is that
I just love how we have three Chewbaccas, three, and we still don't have Chewbacca. Like the one we all grew up watching.
Chewbacca Prime, the original.
Like, doesn't exist in the game.
1977 Chewbacca.
We're like, we're coming up on 3 years of playing this game.
I mean, there are...
We don't have C-3PO.
That's
C-3PO
exactly what I was going to say.
We don't have C-3PO in this.
I get it. I know. C-3PO is just as, like, awful that we don't have him. I've talked about that before here, too. But, like, at least with C-3PO, you could make an argument, right, that he doesn't really ever fight, so maybe that's why. But, like, it's Chewbacca. Like, it's the first Star Wars character that my 2.5-year-old learned how to say his name. Which is impressive, by the way, because that's not an easy name to say.
It wasn't Jar Jar?
No, it wasn't Jar Jar. It's just like, it just drives me nuts that we still don't have normal Chewbacca. I know, and they've mentioned it before. They want to do them right. They want to have a grandiose event. Maybe they will. Hopefully they do. But it's just crazy that we don't have normal Chewbacca yet.
Here's the thing that is crazy to me is, they did one character, R2-D2, which has also been in almost every movie, right? And they did one R2-D2 that spanned all genres of R2-D2.
Mm-hmm.
But they did not give us a Chewbacca that spans. I mean, I can understand Han Solo gets different outfits. Han Solo kind of changes as he goes along. Chewbacca is basically Chewbacca every time we see him.
Yeah.
He's got it. I get it. He's got a different bow or he's got a different gun or whatever. But how did we not end up with one Chewbacca, yet we ended up with one R2-D2? So it just feels like there's a little bit of a lack of consistency, I guess.
I mean, we have the Millennium Falcon in the game that does not have a Han or a Chewie in it. That's insane to me. And as far as Dave, is what you said about C-3PO, that argument of, like, he never actually attacked is out the window. Because, honestly, Hermit Yoda broke the barrier in that regard.
Yeah, you don't have to have a character.
No, I know. I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve to be in the game.
But until Hermit Yoda, you never had a character who never attacked. But now you have one that never attacks. So there's no reason not to have C-3PO.
Well, and you have one that barely attacks, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have BB-8 barely attacks, and Hermit Yoda never attacks. They have ways to make characters good.
Mm-hmm.
Without using the attacks.
Yeah, that's
so what you're saying is we can get the nurse droid from Revenge of the Sith gave birth to Luke and Leia.
Sure. Why not?
Let's pull that out of our hat instead of, you know, a character everyone knows.
It had a 5-second cameo or a 5 seconds on screen time, so it's completely possible.
So did Justin Timberlake.
Look at Pow.
Or Bosk. I mean, not Bosk. Bistan.
Oh, yeah.
Five seconds. Bistan, same way. I don't know.
But, just, all right.
It's humorous to me who we have and who we don't have. What's also, I mean, look, you guys didn't have me on during the whole deal, but how the heck did we not get Embo?
I was shocked. Yeah. Like, he's literally in the game.
Yeah, yeah. You could fight Embo, but you can't play as Embo.
Like,
there's a lot of instances of that, too, though. Like, it drives me nuts we don't have Scout Trooper. Like, just give me Scout Trooper, please. Stupid game. I just want Scout Trooper.
We should have an Empire Scout Trooper.
Yeah.
We'll probably get a Mud Trooper, and we'll probably get Therm Scissorhand before we get Scout Trooper.
Yeah. even though Scout Trooper's one of the easiest.
Scissor Punch. Sorry, Therm Scissor Punch. I said his name wrong.
Yeah, there's just, yeah, Embo. The Embo is not being included with the Bounty Hunter rework was baffling to me. Like, as much as I complain about, like, no Hondo, he doesn't, like, I get why he's not in the game. I just like being difficult. But, like, Embo? How is Embo not included? Like, yeah. His graphics are already in the game. His kit is already in the game. It's like when R2-D2 was in the game. Before, like, we actually were able to get him. Because he was on, what, light side? Like, one of the hard nodes for light side or dark side? Yeah, he was on dark side. Hard node. And you got to face him before he was in the game. So give us Embo, give us him, and give us, you know.
Oh.
Give us a lot. So
here's another thing we should talk about is Military Might event. Did you guys notice we got a bonus tier and a mythic event? Mythic tier for that event?
Oh, I noticed.
Hey, how'd that work out for you, Coleman? Were you able to? I know you have like all of like what, three light side characters, and three rebels.
I beat it twice.
You did beat it. Nice, Coleman. Coleman made it happen.
I'm impressed, Coleman.
Yeah. Rogue One, they got it done.
Rogue One will get it done for real.
Yeah.
I
spammed Baze's AOE constantly, so.
CLS
on, made it work.
Yeah, if you have Chase, you're good to go.
Yeah, I put
can,
CLS and Han in the first
you
time.
Can auto the mythic. You can auto the mythic.
I autoed the mythic.
I'm going to get us back on subject because we have not finished talking about Chewbacca's kit.
Oh, I was done with his kit. Sorry, so, was there more to go?
Sip it, Ednar.
There's two more apologies. Uniques. So his first unique, final text, Chewbacca has minus 25% protection, plus 75% max health. In addition, all enemies deal minus 25% damage while Chewbacca is buffed.
That's not bad.
That's not bad, especially considering, what is it, his first special deals damage based on his health.
Yeah.
So that's not a bad unique at all.
It kind of seems like it conflicts with the protection up bonus, though.
Yeah, kind of.
Just throwing that out there. It does feel like it kind of... Chewbacca and the target ally get plus 30% to protection. Oh, yeah, but we took away 25 earlier. Here you go.
Yeah. So really, you have a net gain of 5% protection. Yay.
Right.
So, all right, and then his second unique, Ferocious Protector. Final text, while Chewbacca is buffed, he has what?
Wait,
what?
Did they make it Ferocious Protector or Ferocious?
Hey, get your dad jokes out of here.
I love dad jokes.
All right, while Chewbacca is buffed, he has plus 100% counter chance at the end of each turn while Chewbacca is buffed. If any ally took damage from attack that turn, and Chewbacca didn't, Chewbacca recovers protection equal to 10% of his max health. And other scoundrel allies recover half that amount. When Chewbacca recovers to max protection, he becomes prepared. When another light side scoundrel ally is defeated, if Chewbacca is prepared, revive that ally at 60% health, then Chewbacca is no longer prepared.
Okay, so one of the things we haven't talked about is, you know, they got smuggler tags originally that are not in this.
Yes.
I do feel like that potentially we could end up with a smuggler tag, which would help us kind of bring, obviously would help us bring the
Hondo to the game.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, right? I mean, if we had a smuggler tag, that would be closer to us getting Hondo potentially.
Mm-hmm.
If we got a smuggler tag, it also might give us some better synergies and potentially some kind of contracts like we have with the dark side bounty hunters. If we did that. So I feel like that they put it in, they took it out. It'd be neat if they put it back in and they gave us a way for all of those light side guys to do some kind of like smuggler type contract and payout.
Yeah. Dave, I see you raising your hands up in frustration.
We were this close. to getting through the whole episode
without talking
about Hondo. We were this close.
We were this close.
It's not going to happen. We were this close.
Well, it's kind of Grande's fault, but it's not totally Grande's fault because we should have addressed the smuggler tag thing, so that's fair. But we were this close.
I feel like we do need something that kind of ties all the light side scoundrels kind of together, and we don't really have it.
Potentially prepared
does it somehow. Potentially some kind of smuggler tag does it somehow. But it's a big old stinking rework to make that happen. And I'm feeling like if it doesn't happen in June, like, we're done. We're on to something else in June and July and August.
One thing I will say this, because this goes back to actually our talk earlier about Bossk and the bounty hunters. As you said, one of the big things was when you don't have protection, Bossk's unique doesn't work right. Exactly. Right. So when you get this, let me just make sure I read this right. Because they recover protection, don't they? Yeah, they recover protection. So if you put him in there, because they're all technically scoundrels, and I mean he's not technically a bounty hunter, but he still will get the bus as a scoundrel from, you know, territory wars or whatever like that. This could ensure that Bossk could, in theory, keep getting taunt up by giving out protection, recovering protection, but
that's the enemies that have protection, right? So it's whenever the enemy no longer has protection, it doesn't work anymore. Here's the thing is sometimes when we rework, we end up with these orphan characters, right? I mean, for lack of a better term, Zam Wessel and Cad Bane have been orphaned.
Yeah.
They're orphan characters. Yeah. They don't really make a team. And now whenever we start trying to do light side scoundrels, right? You start trying to do a light side scoundrel team, you've only really got you only really got two leaders. Your leader is either OG Han, I mean not OG Han, Stormtrooper Han, right? And his leader, or it's Lando and Lando's lead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And honestly, I think Lando's lead is way better than Stormtrooper Han. But it's like we're missing. But I do feel like Stormtrooper Han is on the team. So it's Lando and Stormtrooper Han. Believe it or not, the Viagra brothers, you know, veteran smuggler Han and veteran smuggler Chewbacca, you know, seem pretty likely to make the team. Here's the problem, though. If you don't want to taunt, you got to drop Stormtrooper Han and add freaking Preparation H and add Chewbacca Abdul-Jabbar on the team, and you lose Stormtrooper Han, your main way that you were getting turn meter gain. It's a strange dynamic. I mean, you're not going to go with a Chewie lead. You're not. So don't even say it, because you're not, right? And so you're like stuck in this kind of like weird area where it doesn't really make a great team.
No, yeah.
Yeah. There's a missing. They're giving us a new leader. I would assume one of these next new characters is going to have a lead, because neither one of these guys did.
Yeah,
I was going to say, like,
so they're going to give us a light side scoundrel who's the lead that we use with these characters.
Has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be. And it's probably whoever that is. It's going to be probably that Woody Harrelson character,
that's
right?
That's who exactly that would, I was going to say.
That would make sense, I guess, yeah.
The Woody meta.
The Woody meta.
The Woody meta. It's going to happen.
I love Woody Harrelson. I'm so happy he's in this movie. Right.
Like, Woody Harrelson so is now canon. Like,
yeah.
Lightning Pony says, LOL, these names.
I mean, have we ever really called people by their actual names in game?
Not really. We tend to make up silly, funny names for almost every character.
PT Ray.
I will. Yeah. Prodi Training Ray was a great one. However, I gotta say, Preparation H, man, I love it.
That's a really good name.
That one takes the cake for a while. I mean, childish.
It's gonna be hard to stop that one. It's gonna be really hard to stop that
childish
one.
Childish.
Some other
and childish Lando.
I'm gonna make a small change to that. Childish Landino.
I'm good with it.
Yeah, that way it kind of ties into the meme a little more.
The Childish Bambino.
Childish Landino.
Gambino. Yeah. It makes sense.
So we're gonna be getting them. We're gonna be getting new characters probably in the next week or so.
I don't know. I don't think it's going to be a week. I think they're going to wait. I think we wait until next month. So today's the 20th.
Yeah, they might.
We got probably 2 weeks and a couple of days. I bet you they don't drop one until Friday, June 1st or later.
Yeah. No, yeah, I could see that once people have a chance to see the movie. Because you never know. Some of these kits honestly may be spoiler. Like, you don't want to say it like that, but like, when you think of it, like, some of their abilities may give away what they can do in the movie, and you don't want to do that. Now, granted, it may not be major spoilers, but, you know, it's Disney, and it's Lucasfilm, and it's like, don't put anything past them. Because, I mean, as much as we want to say CG probably has all the say in this, they don't, and they've said it themselves. Like, they answer to the people who own the Star Wars property.
Oh, yeah, it's Lucasfilm. Lucasfilm and Disney has final say in what the characters look like, I would imagine.
So, like, they probably realize, like, hey, here's the kit, but they don't want to release it before the movie's released because it might give away something. So, I could see that. Maybe in, like, 2-3 weeks we see our first characters and Childish Landino and whatnot. But, I mean, we do have a confirmed new patch coming out this week. Like, big enough to...
Oh, that's the big thing. Big enough to move everything, right? Yeah, so, like, in the next 5 or 6 days, we should be getting TU-12, which gives us the massive, you know, 500-person in-game chat. It's supposed to give us some extra tools. It's supposed to give us a ship's rework. It's supposed to be a bunch of other stuff that goes along with it. It'll be great.
A bunch of stuff we probably don't know about. Honestly, right. Like, they're not going to tell us exactly what's in it beforehand. It's just be stupid of them to do that.
It's like opening up. Yeah. It's like opening a present. You never quite know what you're gonna get.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So,
pray for socks.
Pray for socks. I think that actually does it for us tonight.
I want to know something. I want to know what is Dave. I want to know what Dave's working on. Dave, what are you working on in the game?
That's still bounty hunters, actually. Well, IG-88, I'm taking him to gear 12.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna hoard gear for Treya, because I'll have her unlocked in a couple weeks. And then I'm not really sure after that. There's like I got a lot of stuff done recently, so that put me in a good spot. So right now I just want to take IG-88 to gear 12. Mm-hmm. I'm pausing Greedo and Dengar at 11. And then I'm going to save up Trey's gear and then figure out what I want to do next. I still need to gear Scion, so probably Scion and Treya after I take IG. I need 5 more gold eyeball things, and then IG-88 will be 12, and then it's all Scion and Treya probably, so I have them ready.
Yeah. Nice. I have a question for Dave as well, though.
Huh?
What, I saw you. Who's your favorite Avenger? I saw the shirt.
What? Oh, Avengers?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite? It's just. I don't know. I don't really think I have a favorite Avenger.
What?
Yeah. No, I like. I mean, I never. I don't really have a favorite. My favorite Marvel character is Thanos, actually. So it's not really not really an Avenger. I didn't really collect Avengers comics growing up. I was much more of an X-Men kid. Believe it or not. So I have my favorite Marvel characters were Cable, Thanos, and things like that. I collected every Cable comic through like the first 100, I think. And then I have a lot of Spider-Man. And I don't know. I probably have like 500-600 comics maybe from when I was like a teenager or like earlier. But they're almost all X-Men, Spider-Man, and Cable.
Hey, at least it's not Superman.
That's interesting. I'm kind of the same way. All of mine is X-Men and Spider-Man, almost exclusively. And almost exclusively all Marvel and almost no DC.
Yeah, Avengers weren't that, remember, like, and Avengers weren't that popular. Like, nope. The only reason why we got Avengers movies is because that's all they were left with. They sold everything else away. So, like, they sold all the interesting properties out to other studios. So, Spider-Man was gone, X-Men was gone, they sold the Fantastic Four. So, like, when they had that bankruptcy issue and they got rid of all these things, the only thing they were really left with were the Avengers characters, which, like, no one was super interested in.
Iron Man was not that big.
That's what they had to build their entire – and that's why it's so impressive that they built this whole, like, extended universe of billion-dollar franchises around characters that were B characters in the Marvel annals. Like, they were famous characters. Everyone knew who they were, but, like, they weren't top sellers for the comics ever. Like, they weren't – if you went through, like, the list of everybody's favorite Marvel characters, right, it was always, like, Spider-Man and Wolverine and Magneto and all those guys. It was never Iron Man or Captain America. Like, that was, like, our grandfathers, like, in the – you know, when those comic books were popular in the 60s. So, like, it's been a long time. So, that's why it's so impressive to me what they were able to do, you know.
Yeah,
because they weren't working with Spider-Man, which – was, you know, as those movies were good, but, like, you know, they were gonna, you slap Spider-Man on it. Spider-Man 2 is good.
Spider-Man 2 was good, but then they came out with Spider-Man 3.
Yes, I agree.
Spider-Man 2,
Spider-Man 2
is good.
Hey,
not to digress.
Yeah. I do. I like them. I want to know what Ednar's working on. Ednar, what are you working on, bro?
Well, since I already have Bounty Hunters basically done, I'm actually going through the trog of Night Sisters. Like, nice. I don't have Talzin and Zombie up there, so I'm getting the OG Night Sisters up there. They are a bitch to gear. I didn't
A lot of blue balls, right? A lot of blue balls, if I remember.
Yeah, and, like, there's this one piece of gear that, like, each one of them needs, like, 100 of to get from 11 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, it's not something that's, like, you're going to have to spend crystals to gear it up. Because it's just...
not normal.
It's one of those things where you're just, like, it is the Electrobite... is it that? No. Oh, yeah, it's the Electro-Binoculars prototype.
Yeah.
They all need, like, 100 of them to get from 11 to 12. And I'm just like, So, like, I have, you know, 3 of them right now waiting to go from 11 to 12, all waiting on that.
Right.
So, and I don't want to, like I talked about all my Zetas that I had. Since I don't have Zombie or Talzin yet, I have Asajj's Leader Zetas. Obviously.
I love Asajj's Leader. I use it now. But, even with a 7-star Talzin.
Yeah, but her unique and then Daka's unique aren't that effective without Zombie and Talzin.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. So, Coleman, what are you working on, bro?
Let's see.
Light side?
I'm working on getting 7-star Marauder.
Yep.
Then at the same time, once I lock Troy, I'll get her to gear 11. That's no issue. I've got Zeta saved up, so that's not really working on her. What else? I think I'm also working on Jedi. Yeah.
Jedi?
What the hell?
Really?
Yeah.
Holy cow. Holy cow.
Is he going to get kicked out of the Dark Lords because of he's working on Jedi?
You know, Coleman
Yoda.
I could totally see Hermit Yoda. Yeah, that makes sense.
But I've already had the Qui-Gon Zeta lead for a while. So I'm just kind of working on them right now.
All right. The urge to work on them.
What are you working on, Grunt?
Oh, man. So Sith Marauder, obviously the 7-star. Probably not going to put gear on him. Recently put a bunch of Zetas on Visus Mar, trying to get that Visus Mar deal working. And then I didn't buy any packs for Emily Holdo or for Rose Taco. So I'm I'm working on the, I'm farming up Rose Taco and Amelin Holdo to 7-star.
Was Rose Taco the one from Sausage Party?
She actually played a mechanic in The Last Jedi.
She was kind of important. She did save a certain person's
life. Not from what I heard.
Hey, she saved Finn's life.
That's right.
He was about to do the ultimate sacrifice. Very honorable.
But she was in love.
Hashtag please make Jedi great again.
All right, so Lightning Pony.
I totally agree.
Lightning Pony is not allowed to talk about any of this because she is literally obsessed with First Order, and it's First Order or nothing. So she wants nothing to do with anything outside of First Order. And
so
here's the thing.
There's some really good teams, some arena teams right now. Arena teams that run Kylo Ren unmasked lead with First Order Stormtrooper and then the Sith Triumvirate. There's some really some mixed teams, First Order and Sith teams. They work really stinking cool. That gives you a double tank, gives you triple tank and stun. I mean and dispel and retribution. I mean the team is really freaking good. And it gives you advantage. I mean, think about how that team would work. There are some really great teams that use a couple of First Order characters with Sith Triumvirate.
I mean, you know who would go really good in that team?
Mm.
Hux. Oh, wait. We don't have him.
Yeah, we never got Hux, right? Oh, that's painful. It is painful to me some of the characters we are missing now.
That is the big shocker, that him and Snoke are the two big ones. I was shocked. We did not.
Oh, there's all kinds of characters we're missing that at some point.
Do you think we'll get upper torso Snoke and lower torso Snoke soon
in two separate events?
I would seriously bet that we're gonna
hashtag spoiler alert.
We're gonna get Therm Scissor Punch before we get Snoke.
I mean. Yeah, because if you have, you know, the two halves of Snoke, then you have to start bringing in just the upper half of Maul. So, I mean,
And then Spider-Man Maul.
Yeah, have to...
Spider-Leg Maul.
And then...
Spider-Man Maul.
And then you need to bring in Old Man Luke, so you have a whole team who have had limbs chopped off.
So would C-3PO be in that team too?
No, he's a red robot. Arm? He's a robot. It's not real limbs. So, all right, we will move on. We will really racist. All right, fair enough. All right, we will go on to shoutouts.
Against robots.
Robotist? Is that robotism?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
No.
I'll take that. Coleman, do you have any shout-outs you want to give?
Shout-out to Grande for coming on the show.
Dang, that's like 2 weeks in a row I've gotten a shout-out. One for helping you with your payout for Hawaii, and now for coming on the show.
Honestly, the thing is he should not have been able to change his payout because he lives in Hawaii. Like,
can I just tell
you? Move to a nicer place.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, he's in service to our country. If anybody should be able to change it, I honestly think it should be Coleman. It's just me.
Yeah.
Did I make my point or not? I mean, service member, I'm gonna go out of my way for a service member. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And a guild member. And a guild member. Yeah, a guild member. But the service member part took precedence over the guild member thing. Anyway, go ahead.
Dave, you got any shout-outs?
Just a shout-out to everyone in Mandalore. Congrats on getting to Heroic Sith. Our 9th? 8th, I think, Heroic?
Yes, I think it's our 8th.
So. Yeah, there you go.
I think it's our 8th heroic.
Not too shabby.
I think we
not
are, I think
too
Mustafar,
shabby.
Mustafar has almost all of our mercs gone.
Yeah, we only brought a couple over, and they're like, I'm hardly a merc. I'm just more there for comic relief. Because I, like, never have time to hit the raid almost ever anyway. So, but no, so that was great. I think we're getting there. Almost all of them are there. So, slowly but surely. So, shout out to all the Mandalore folks. Congrats. Hard work. Well deserved. And keep on rocking.
There you go. All right, Grande, you got new shout outs?
I do have a shout out. I want to give a shout out to Rebel Force Alliance and the Guild Endor and Beats and a couple of other guys for helping trying to fix the Sith heroic Sith bug, the damage bug.
Yes.
They got called out. They got called out even in the Road Ahead post by the developers for that. And so big props for anybody who's willing to put their game kind of in second place to try and fix the game and make it better for everybody else. So Rebel Force kind of, you know, you guys don't toot your own horn enough about stuff like that.
Yeah, no, we definitely don't. But yes, we did get called out. I wouldn't call it called out. We got a shout out.
You got a shout out. That's right. You got
where Beats and them over in Endor, because I know they had been working on it. They, you know, it was a bug that needed to be fixed, and you know they're helping them fix it. So. Mm-hmm. It's perfect. Shout outs are, well, one, Grande for coming on. Thank you for coming on. There was much less harassment in the Twitch chat tonight. with you actually on the show.
That's right.
That's funny.
So I appreciate that. I do want to give a shout out to CG Carey. She had stopped in our chat last week, and I forgot to give her a shout out while she was in chat. But I wanted to give her a shout out. She's been very nice to everyone in Rebel Force Alliance. She's very good at reaching out to the community members. I know she talks to people over in Dark Lords, Alpha, Rebel Force, all that stuff. So they reach out to some of the bigger guilds out there. So I wanted to give a shout out to her. And then also ask, where's Hondo? But I will ask that every week until I get Hondo. Just don't even start with me, Dave. I see you, Dave. It will happen eventually. Eventually, it will happen.
We can all hope. What a day that will be. What a podcast that will be.
Oh my God! We will. The day his kit is released, we are doing an emergency show. Like, I'm calling you up, like,
emergency pod.
Emergency podcast. That's
fine. I will definitely do that. 100%. 100%. I will do that. 100%.
So, I wanted to give a shout out to her.
You're going to blow the conch.
So, give a shout out to her. Give a shout out to Grande. And give a shout out to everyone in Mustafar, the guild I'm in, because we're kind of rocking heroic raids right now. So, yay.
Nice, bro.
Yeah, it sucks for me because, like, I can't do that much because... So... Alright. A lot of people play this game in what they call toilet time. People go to the bathroom at work, go on their phones, play video games. Everyone does it. I can't do that at work because we don't get reception. So I can't participate in the race.
Because you're in Wisconsin?
Wisconsin. I didn't know cell towers anywhere.
So, like, I'm at work, I can't actually hit the raids. So,
what,
like,
outside?
I'm on, like, the seventh floor.
Find a tree with cell reception and go poop next to it.
Is it... Well, your phone doesn't work with AOL dial-up, I guess, right?
No.
Dang.
I do use Netscape. you know, but no, like, I can't, the Wi-Fi that we have at work doesn't allow me to go on any games. And if I turn off the Wi-Fi, we can't get reception in the building because of all of the hardware we have. And all the, like, cause we have a lot of security things cause we deal with a lot of social security numbers being in an insurance company. So they kind of limit that. So, like, I would have to leave the building to go raid. And I'm just like, nope, I'm good.
It's only, like, 0 degrees outside. You can handle it.
It was 82 today. Shut up. Watch out. You're going to get buried in lava. What does it matter to us? You guys have volcanoes erupting nonstop down there.
Actually, it hasn't erupted yet, so.
It's been close enough. But I guess that should do it for our episode tonight. I don't think anybody got anything else? Cool.
No. Well, we may or may not have one next week.
Oh yes, I wanted to shout those up. So next weekend is Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
That is,
and you're a raging alcoholic, so you will be drinking.
I will be going back home because my parents hold a big cookout for our entire family over Memorial weekend.
Do they have internet?
They do, but I'm not bringing my computer. I literally have a desktop, and I'm not bringing my desktop computer to my parents' house. Sorry.
Just making a Wisconsin joke.
I mean, I could go on my iPad, like certain people.
It's true. You could.
But I couldn't record. So I do not think we will have an episode next Sunday, but I will try and work something out. We will get something posted next week, either Monday or Tuesday. That's for sure.
Yeah, we'll do something during the week, yeah. So it'll just be a different day.
Oh, Kyle of Ren is getting a shout-out for peer-pressuring Dave into growing the beard back out.
Beard coming back has nothing to do with Kyle.
I believe last week Kyle harassed you about not having a beard, and now you have a beard growing. I feel that's peer pressure.
Sure.
Nobody cares what Kyle thinks.
Nobody cares what Kyle. Nobody. Not even Kyle. He'll tell you that. He doesn't even listen to himself talk.
All right, guys. You guys all have yourself a fantastic night. Thank you for joining us either live or when you download and listen to the show. And have a good one.
Bye, Lightning.